Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Good evening, good morrow, happiness and sparkles to all of you listening out there in the world today.
Happy Sunday, friends.
It's Sunday. Friends? I ain't never heard you say friends. That's like the teacher word. Hi, friends. Hey, friends.
That's Jim Nantz.
Huh? Who?
Sunday at Augusta, friends.
What?
Yeah.
Is that your age showing?
No, that's Jim Nantz is the announcer at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia,
where
the
Nationals played. I thought it was some like
that's
nursery.
Your non-sports knowing self.
Okay.
Showing.
In my defense, where's the gain on this thing?
There's, in my defense,
in your, we're like screaming in my ear right now.
I am.
No, I. We both are. It's just really loud. It's the gain is up for all of you techies out there. The gain on our microphone is up, so if you hear, wah, 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 that's what that is. In my defense, I started watching the Netflix documentary Full Swing. Is that what it's called?
Full Swing, yeah.
Yeah. I started watching it by myself, alone, and I know who Rory is. So.
Great!
Thank you.
No, that was great. Thank it's you. Sunday, and it is Masters Sunday. So
yep, and
to
I'm
all
tired.
Those that celebrate, happy Masters Sunday. Scottie Scheffler is on hole 16. He's about to win his second green jacket. And how could you not root for Scottie Scheffler? Also a big Jesus guy. So that's pretty cool, too.
How could you not root for him? He's basically my best friend, actually.
Congratulations, Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. I will say, though, today, Ryan was like, so it is currently like 80 degrees outside. And Ryan was like, want to go, aren't you so excited to watch the Masters? And I was like, I ain't watching the Masters. Mm. And he, the look on your face, you were hurt.
Of disappointment.
You were, in fact, hurt. And I simply wouldn't budge. I was like, it's literally 80 degrees outside. And you're going to sit on your couch all day and watch the Masters? No offense to anyone who does that. But I'm like, it's so pretty outside. You have to agree with me on that.
No, I'm so... We ended up compromising and did both. So yeah. We went to the pool and laid out by the pool. And at my apartment, they have like this covered area with a TV and some couches and stuff. So we laid out and Abby took a nap. And I got to watch literally every single shot.
Mouth wide open kind of nap.
And I got my Lakers shirt on because they clinched the 9 seed. No, the 8 seed. They clinched the 8 seed.
Someone asked me. I don't know what that means.
It's a great day for sports. Just so if anybody is wondering, it's just one of the better sports days of the year. You got Master Sunday and you got all these NBA games that have huge implications on them for the playoffs. So it was a great day for Ryan.
Someone asked me if you were an actual Lakers fan or if you were just a Kobe fan. And I was like, he's literally a diehard Lakers fan. Like, borderline personality trait. Something was brought to my attention. I've been listening back to our podcast, and I have squirrel brain. And we'll jump from one topic to the next topic and go around in a web of ideas. And so my new goal for this podcast is to be organized in my thoughts and speak like a normal human being.
She's trying to be locked.
I'm trying to be locked and loaded. I do actually think I have ADHD, though.
Could potentially have ADHD.
Because I took a test online, and it said that I did, like, 90%,
86%. It was the most basic. It was like a 20-question test. It was, like, basically setting you up to tell you you have ADHD. I think anybody would have.
It ended in .org.
Yeah, it did.
Was that a real laugh, or was that forced?
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, it sounded a little forced. I wasn't sure if you were just giving the people content.
That was good.
Aw, thank you. I think I actually do have ADHD, though. Oh. You know what I also do have, speaking of laying in the sun? A watch tan line. Let's rip her open. Okay. It's kind of hard to tell because it also has the imprint of my, like, watch. But I feel like that's pretty good for April.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what it's going to be like in June.
Think about it.
That after Costa Rica, I'm wearing this in everything. All even to the wedding.
That's crazy.
We have a fun summer coming up. Would you like to share our plans?
Yeah.
While I take a swig of Element.
Not summer plans. We have a lot of weddings, so I guess I just start in May. We have my sister's wedding. We have Costa Rica at the end, close to Memorial Weekend, and then
I'm eating in ice. June,
and then in June, we don't have really anything. Probably another wedding or something.
We don't have anything in June. Oh, we have camps. I have church camps.
And then in July, we have
a beach trip.
A beach trip going to Orange Beach again for July 4th. That'll be really fun. Oh, we'll go to the lake during June. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then in August, Brant's getting married.
You forgot one.
What? Yeah, I said there's a lot of weddings.
Oh, you're not going to say specifics?
I mean,
Ryan is in like 5 different weddings.
Ryan's in 3 weddings.
Yeah, and he's the officiant for one of them.
Wow.
And, well, he got asked to be the officiant in a couple of them.
No, I got asked to be the officiant in one. To officiate one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm officiating my sister's wedding, which will be amazing. That'll be great. I'm excited for that.
He's going to slay. And then the day.
I'm a groomsman in 2 other weddings, so I'm excited about that.
What was the thing that you texted me today? You texted me something, and I was like, that does not sound like something he would say. It was like a girly response.
Hmm?
Go to our text messages. We said something, and you were like, you didn't say slay, but you said like...
Sweet?
No. It was like, okay, girly, or something.
I did not say that.
It wasn't that. I can't remember. It was so...
Popping off?
Yeah, popping off. I've never heard you say popping off before.
I don't feel like that's not very girly. That's just...
Oh my gosh, that's popping off.
I didn't say it like that. That's how it
registered in my brain. When you sent the text, literally, I imagine you being like, that is popping off.
Yeah. That's actually exactly how I was saying it.
Yep. I know.
But I think it'd be great to tell my... I ran out of gas story.
Oh my gosh. How could I forget about this? Go ahead. Yeah. Take it away.
Abby was just going blank. It's like, I don't even know what we should talk about. And I was like, oh, I've got something great for you.
Just tired today.
So I'm on like a...
Go ahead. I just interrupted. I'm working on that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get off
topic. I'm about to tell the story about how I got...
So do you want me to say it now or after?
Were you just about to say something completely different than what we were just going to talk about?
Yeah. I was.
What is happening?
I was. Do you want me to say it or do you
want Abby said, I don't know what to talk about. Ryan, will you talk? And then I start to tell a story and she's like, actually, let me interrupt you and tell something completely different.
Well, it's because of me not wanting to talk. That's what reminded me of what I wanted to say.
All right, let's hear it.
I want to cry.
Oh my gosh.
I just feel like I want to cry. And I don't know why.
Are we keeping this in?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. All right.
I don't care.
Interesting.
Here's the thing, and I really do want to talk about running out of gas.
We're going off the rails right now.
But here's the thing, is that I feel like I want to cry for no reason right here in this moment right now. And I think it might have to do with my post-church nap. Because last Sunday, the same thing happened. I woke up. I was in a cranky mood. Those naps, waking up from church, alter my brain chemistry. And right now, I feel like I want to cry. And I have no reason why. I don't know why. Hmm. So, maybe it's just being a girl. But if any of you girls can relate. If any of the girls can relate, please let me know. Because I feel like I'm crazy. I feel like I'm going crazy. Because I just feel like I'm going to cry. And I have absolutely no reason to cry. Do you feel like that ever?
I don't. I can't say I usually feel that way.
I'm just happy, but I just want to cry.
Let it out.
I can't right now. Okay, let's talk about gas. Maybe when you talk about running out of gas, then I'll feel like I'm going to cry. Going back to that moment was really hard for me.
Yeah.
It is really hard for me.
I'm on a, trying to sell some stuff out of my closet and just getting rid of things that I really don't need. And I work from home, so I was going to meet a friend at church. I was going to sell him my TV that's in my room that I never use. And so packed it on up. It was actually slightly raining and it had gotten cold too, which is part of the story. But I have been notorious for running out of gas. I could say I'm coming up on a handful of times, like almost a full handful of times I've run out of gas.
Do you see my face right now?
Yeah. And
yeah, sigh. You can sigh.
It's not great. And I leave my apartment and I mean, I always notice like, yeah, the fuel's low, whatever. I'm not going to run out of gas. It's just not going to happen.
He literally never gets gas. Remember when you were driving my car, we were back from Nashville and you were like, we don't need gas.
Yeah.
And we were in, actually, you didn't want my parents to know this, but it's fine. Dad won't even listen to this, but we were in Bowling Green and we were past the miles that my car had left. And Ryan was like, if we end up crashing on the side of the road.
That's what I was scared of your parents. I was very early on in our relationship and I was like, oh no, this is not going to be a good impression.
That's what he was worried about. He wasn't even worried about me actually being on the side of the road. He just
worried about I was going to be on the side of the road with you. So.
Yeah, that's true. Fighting off all the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
I was leaving my apartment and headed to church and I honestly wasn't even going to the gas station. Like, I was going to pass the gas station on up.
That's the part that made me like, dude,
yeah,
really?
And so it was quick too. I got on Lover's Lane, which is like the street right off my apartment. And it just, you know, if anybody's ever experienced running out of gas, it starts like fluttering a little bit. And it's like, it kind of wants to keep going, but you're just on E. Like there's nothing left in the tank. And I was like, oh no, not this again, not this again. It's just like the most helpless feeling.
Not this again.
And so, well,
not the second time.
Yeah, I can let them in on a little story, another funny story about me running out of gas. Maybe twice in one day.
Podcast maybe. Is going to be titled Twice in One Day.
Yeah.
I don't even know this.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I forgot, but this podcast is going to be titled Ryan and His Gas Problems.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like that.
Thank you.
So I run out of gas, whatever, and I take a ride at this light. It's like a little side street, so it's kind of out of the way. But, you know, like you turn, so you're kind of going a little bit outside of the curb. So I'm kind of like in both lanes, so I have to get out and push it myself in neutral. And I get to the side, and then somebody sees me and walks over and is like, hey, do you want me to help you push it in the parking lot? And I was like, yeah, awesome. And so he helps me push it, and we go, and we're pushing it, and we take a right. And it's really not bad. Like, it's not that bad at this point.
Wait, you didn't tell me that.
And so we get to, like, part of the bank parking lot, but he's just like, all right, you're good. And, like, it's, like, right where you turn in. So it's, like, anybody trying to turn into the bank parking lot is not going to be able to turn in. So
you were like in the middle. Well, you weren't in the middle of the road, but you were like still in a lane.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, no, I ended up moving it in a better place.
Oh.
Like I reversed it and pushed it myself back to you where did? Like somebody can get around me and pull into the bank. Because if I wouldn't have moved my car, like people could exit the bank, but nobody would have been able to enter it. So I was like, I'm going to get on this like curb here. But, I called Abby and was like, hey, what are you doing?
It sounded like you were crying when you called me at first.
I wasn't crying, but I called Abby. He's like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I just got to the gym. And I was like, I may or may not have just ran out of gas.
And then I was like, okay, where are you? And he was like, the bank across of Lover's Lane. And I was like, okay, you can take Lover's Lane to go to the gas station. And I'm so sorry, Ryan, but I was like, I know he was not going to the gas station. I thought you were going to get food or something. Like, I...
Oh, yeah, because it was my lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. I was actually just going to sell the TV. So I had a TV in there.
Money to spend on his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a TV in there, remote. I mean, it's not that important, the remote. The TV is the important part. So I had to leave the TV in the car. And then we went to the gas station, got a gas can, filled up the gas can. Abby took me back and filled her on up. And
so instead of pocketing the money for the TV, it got spent on gas.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
It got spent. Well, the gas can. I mean, unbelievable. This is where the government gets you.
Come on, taxes.
They make
taxes.
You pay $20 for that little 2-gallon plastic can. Come on.
Just for the can?
Yeah. $19.99 for that just little 2-gallon can. Yeah. And that's twice I've had to pay for one of those.
You would think, why didn't you keep it?
That's a story for another time.
Why didn't you keep it? For real?
No, I have the second one.
Why don't you keep it in your car?
I'm not keeping a gas can in my car. It smells like gas.
Ryan, your track record isn't too good.
Nah.
I would keep it in your car if I were you.
It smells like gas.
I'm just saying. Ryan's checking his notifications right now on his phone.
I sure am.
What?
I said I sure am.
Oh, it sounded like you said I stream. Anything interesting to tell the people?
No, not yet.
Oh. It's Master's Brain Ryan right now, I think. Was it a Master's notification?
It was.
Oh. Well, I have my Bible app notifications turned on my phone, so.
Me too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I have a fun game for us to play.
Okay.
What's my fun? I actually thought about this while I was setting up for the pod. So, my fun game is things that the other person does impersonating game. Because I heard you do this downstairs, and it was like, there are so many things that Ryan does that it's like, that's what Ryan does. And this is what you did. You go, oh, wait, what do you say? You're like, you'll like sit down and you'll be like, oh, what is it that you say? Wait, I forgot. You would say like, what a day or something. There's something that you say all the time. You sit down and you sigh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I actually don't.
Dang, that's going to bother me now. The next time you do it, I've got to point it out. But you always sat down and you always sit down and you're like, goodness or something. You know, that's not what it is, but you always say that.
Is the game over now?
Well, no, there's definitely more. Oh, you know what you actually do?
What?
All right. Instead of all right. You're just like, all right. All right.
Like that?
Yeah. And he does three with like this.
That's normal.
That's not normal.
That is normal. Nobody does three like this.
Well, no one uses the back of their hand. Wait, how do you look at your nails? I look at my nails like that too. Apparently, if you look at your nails with your hand, with your palm facing to the floor, that's like more feminine.
Oh,
so I guess I'm a masculine man.
I didn't know that. I mean, I've never heard that before.
Well, now you know. What's something I do? Be awesome and fun.
You take a nap on Sunday for like 3 hours, then wake up and don't want to talk to anybody for like three straight more hours.
Do you get icked out when you see my mouth open like that?
No, I think it's funny. I so badly wanted to do like one of those. We just had no cold waters, but I wanted to like take a water bottle and just video it and just shower her in water in her mouth. And just felt like she like, you know, it's like people like will wake up and think they're drowning. That'd have been funny.
I was surprised you didn't.
I just didn't have anything to do with.
Oh.
I didn't want to do it with the element. I just didn't think that was a good idea.
Oh. Just because it would get sticky on my face?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't think it was just the best idea.
Well, speaking of videos, we have a couple that are popping off, as Ryan would say, right now. And we're getting hate for basketball.
That video is hilarious.
We're getting hated. Someone called me the R word.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
That made me sad. But
all the other comments are pretty funny.
But it's okay because I kind of just laugh. I don't know. Because the guy that called me the R word had like his name and then like joy. I was like, that's not very joyful. And he also had 22 followers, which is fine.
Whoa. What are you coming at his followers for?
Because I was like, who is this person? And I looked and then I was like,
psh. What a loser. 22 followers.
No, we don't hate. We spread love. We spread the love of Jesus.
What a loser.
We spread the love of Jesus here on this podcast forever and always. How has Jesus moved in your life this week?
That's a great question, Abby.
Thank you. It just came to me just now.
I think, you know, the sermon today, you know, I feel like we talked about this today. I'm glad you asked that, because we need to start talking about Jesus. We're 20 minutes in.
I know.
The sermon today talked a lot about how our salvation is irreversible. And it's very easy for me to doubt that God has forgiven me for something. Or maybe God, I haven't like earned my way to a right relationship with Jesus. Not all the time, but I feel like doubts can creep in, and I can be like, well, I need to ask God for forgiveness for this again, even if I've already asked him. Like he's like a, like you have to like ask at the right time, or like when the sun set in a certain way or something. And it was very reassuring, just the fact that like we didn't become bad to good. We came from dead to alive, and we were once dead in our sins and a slave to our sins, but now we are resurrected into a new creation by the good work of Jesus Christ, and nothing can take that away from us. It's irreversible, yeah. Pastor Greg said today.
I forget that a lot, like literally all the time, and I don't know. It was a really good sermon today. I've been all over the place this past week, I would say. And it was really nice to like, what are you doing?
I was just showing them what I was drinking.
Oh. Shameless plug, Gator Light Zero.
This podcast is brought to you by Gator Light Zero. That is the official sponsor of the That's Life Potty, Gatorade.
It's not.
Okay.
But what was I saying?
All over the place.
That was funny, because I like forgot. And I, like, I don't know. I've just been all over the place, all across the board, and like I feel like sometimes this is kind of going off on like a different topic, not necessarily the sermon, but like when you were talking, I don't know. It's just like the truths of that. Our pastor was talking about, there were like 9 truths that he said.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, we have received the grace. Something he said was like, I am in the peace of the Lord, even if I don't feel it. And that like hit home with me. And it felt like, I don't know, I just am very feelings driven. And I feel like lately, it's like, if I'm not all the way happy or all the way sad, and I'm just somewhere in the middle, then I've got to figure out which extreme to go to. And so, yeah, I don't know. And so then that's like conflicting in me. And so just like hearing him kind of just say the facts of like, the resurrection is irreversible. Your walk with Christ is irreversible. Your life with Christ is irreversible. Like, we live an irreversible life. And here are the facts. Here are the truths. Like, Christ died for you. You get to pick up your cross daily, walk with him, walk in his peace, even when you don't feel it, was just kind of like, okay, Abby, even when you feel emotionally scattered, recite or like say over, like repeat, speak these truths over you, even if you don't feel it. Because that's something that I struggle with. I feel like it's a positive to be really in tune with your emotions, but sometimes I get so caught up in it that I just get, like, my brain just, like, spins in a spiral so much. I also think that my hormones are kind of all over the place right now. Because, well, I've talked about, like, trying to, like, eat more and get, like, my period back and all that on the podcast. And I feel like as that's happening, hormones can change a little bit. And, like, your body can change. Because, like, that's like what your period does. But since I haven't had one and I'm like trying to get it back, I feel like that probably is playing into it too. I don't know. I could be wrong. If you're a doctor out there, LMK, that means let me know for all of you folks. all of you back in the day folks that don't use the texting language.
All of you extremely old people.
Yeah. All of you old farts. But anyways, but that's like the gist of it is...
I have a follow-up question to that.
What?
So like whenever you say you feel like you're... like if you're not either really, really happy or you're either not really, really sad, like you have to get to one extreme or the other. Do you feel like you're letting your emotion kind of dictate your walk?
I feel like I'm trying to tap into it to lead me to a realization so that I can like uncover what the holdup is.
Like you're trying to let your emotions lead you somewhere?
Yeah, I feel like our feelings are an indicator that like something's stirring or something's going on.
Mm.
And so like tapping into that and feeling the feelings, but feeling them in pursuit of something rather than just sitting in it, you know?
Yeah.
Can lead you to self-discovery and discovering like, you know, I'm feeling sad. Okay, why am I feeling sad? What was the thing that triggered the sadness? Something that happened. Okay, well, why do I think that thing made me upset? Am I setting an expectation? Or I'll just be specific. Like, if you say something that hurts my feelings,
mm-hmm.
I'll feel sad. And then I'm like, okay, well, I feel sad. Why does that hurt my feelings? Am I setting an expectation on him that he was supposed to say something else? Well, no, not necessarily. Okay, am I seeking fulfillment from validation in his words or seeking something from his words that I should be seeking from the Lord? Maybe. Am I putting pressure on myself to XYZ have some sort of scenario play out in a conversation and it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, and so now I'm sad because, you know, there's just so many different things, and it's like at the root of all of it, I feel like tapping into those emotions can lead you somewhere. I think my struggle right now is like I can't figure out what it's, there's so many opposing things and so many extremes that they all kind of like collide. And it's like a jumble. Like if I could show you a picture of my brain right now, it's like the tumbleweed in SpongeBob. It's like all the little zig like swirls. And I just want to like, ugh. Like sometimes, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I might cry. But sometimes I feel like I just like am in a box and I'm just like, I need to scream and just, like, get out. Like, sometimes I just get so in my head.
Mm.
And I feel like that right now, which is sad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I don't know. It's just been like that all week. I don't know why. And I'm not, like, I'm, like, not in a rough season. Like, it's not like it's, like, last semester was a really hard season just as a whole. Like, I actually feel really happy. I love my life. I love the people in my life. But just this week has been, like, emotionally hard. And I don't know why. But I just feel like I just want to, like, get... You know those Windex commercials where they compare the two towels and you spray on the countertop and then, like, one side... It's like super messy after they wipe it, and the other side is like super clean. You know what I'm talking about?
I can see where you're going. I don't remember the commercial.
My brain is the messy side right now, and I need it to be the Windex. I need my brain to be Windexed, but it's not. It's being generic brand wiped right now.
Generic brand.
Yeah, which is a perfect segue into our sponsor, Windex. That would have been so cool if it actually was, though.
That would have been great.
But I don't know. Thoughts?
I'm
just kind of word vomiting. I haven't really said any of this to you, like, to this extent.
I don't have a ton of thoughts, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot there. yeah, that was... I'm sorry that you feel that way.
It's okay. I'm not even, like, upset that I feel this way. I think I just want to figure it out. Like, I'm just like...
Yeah.
Which is so hard because if someone else were to come to me with these things, I would just be like, just feel how you feel, allow yourself to feel. But I just can't let myself do it because I have to figure out why. I have to get, like, I can't disturb the peace. I'm saying that as in, like, that's what I'm telling myself.
Disturb
not like,
what peace?
I don't know. Like, life has been so good. Things have been so good. My relationships have been good. My friendships have been good. And now I'm feeling not at peace for some reason. And so it's like, well, just figure it out so you can go back.
But where does your peace come from?
Exactly. I think I have a peace problem because I'm not seeking it from the Lord. Or maybe I am, but not more than other things.
Peace is a byproduct of prayer.
Yeah, my prayer life is, here's the thing is that I feel like I constantly am in prayer, but the like get on your hands and knees prayers, like I struggle with those because my brain just.
Wait, let's back up. What do you mean by you're constantly in prayer? Like, I understand what you're saying, but dive deeper into that.
I feel like I don't want to say this and it sound like, oh my gosh, I'm so holy. Like,
no, you're not. Nobody thinks.
There's always work to be done. I know that. But I just think that I walk through this life, like, not alone. Like, I just feel like I'll be eating dinner and I'll just be like, thank you so much for this food, God. Like, and just like, there's always a me saying something to him there. Just like little things throughout the day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to quote unquote, like present your requests to God or pray the serious prayers or, you know, morning and night, like this is my deep, deep, serious prayers. I can't focus. I don't know.
What do you mean you can't focus?
Like, they just seem like the foundational prayers that, like, kind of like the practices of, like, wake up and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, my brain is already on 10 times speed.
It sounds like you're choosing religion and there's no, like, authentic relationship. Like, you're just checking the boxes of, you know, like, I know to thank God for this meal and I know to do this and do this, but you're not taking everything to him. Like, it sounds like whenever it's getting a little, like, tough to pray, and this is so easy to do, like, I do this all the time, like, it's like, I'm not hearing from God right away when I open the Bible, so I'm going to read a few verses and I'm going to close it. But sometimes it takes, like, getting your hands and knees dirty and, like, just sitting in that and presenting that to God and saying, like, Lord, I don't have control over this. You have control over this. I can't bear this on my own. You can bear this.
I think I'm just afraid to get to that point because I don't know what it's going to uncover.
But like, what are you afraid of?
The unknown.
The unknown of what? What is the unknown of that?
I'm afraid of not knowing what.
But you don't have control over it anyways.
But that can still cause fear.
I know, but I'm trying to talk you through it.
I know, but I'm just trying to explain, like, that's how I feel.
Yeah. And as Pastor Greg said today, God cares about your feelings, but he doesn't care about your feelings because there's all this truth that he has given us.
Yeah.
And Greg wasn't saying God doesn't care about your feelings, but he was saying that the truth is, what I'm trying to tell you is, like, you have to give that to God because you can't bear it on your own. It's going to lead you into a scramble, kind of like how you are right now, you know?
Yeah. Then my other problem is that I'm just, like, stubborn because I'm like, why does it take you telling me that for me to understand it? Like, why can't I figure it out on my own?
Yeah, like, I'm literally sitting here. You weren't meant to live alone.
I know. I'm just so stubborn. I'm not saying this is right at all, but I'm just trying to, like, I hope someone relates with this in some way. Like, even while you were saying that, I was agreeing, but I was like, ugh, like, why does he have to be the one to tell me that?
Yeah.
Like, why can't I figure it out?
I felt that resistance from you, and I hope everybody knows, like, I'm not trying to, like, preach at Abby. Like, I'm just, like, trying to help her. We're, like, over here doing a therapy session.
I know. Maybe the podcast is Abby Therapy Session. I kind of like it, though. Like, I mean, this is real. Like, I feel like people see a sweet little podcast relationship, what duo speaking about Jesus, and it's fun and amazing and awesome, but like, we have real conversations about hard things, and this is like really how it is. And yeah, like sometimes I'm just stubborn and I'm like, oh, I just don't want to hear that from you, even though I know it's truth. Like, you know how sometimes like your mom will say something to you and you're like, I know you're right, but it still makes me mad.
Yeah.
I'm not like mad, but it's just, it's the stubborn part of me that's like, oh, I wish I could have. Like, it just seems so easy for you.
Yeah, it's not easy for me. It's just, it's easy to listen to somebody be super vulnerable and you have all the right answers. You know, whenever it's you on the other side of the table and you're telling somebody else this, you know, it doesn't sound as easy. But it's easier for somebody else to speak into your life whenever you're vulnerable, because they're not feeling the same feelings you are. So, like, you can be very easily swayed by how you feel versus what God says about you and what God says about your situation. So that's why it's so important to go to your community, go to believers around you that can speak truth into your life when you are being swayed by your feelings that ultimately don't have the final say.
Well, my tendency is to just self-isolate. Because I'm like, people shouldn't have to deal with that. Like, people shouldn't have to deal with my
stuff. Yeah, and ultimately that's you. I feel like I'm like preaching at you. That's you being prideful, because pride's not just thinking too highly of yourself. It can be thinking too lowly of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself too much, thinking that nobody is willing to, you know, be there for you and care enough to help you. And that's, you know, that's not true, you know?
Yeah.
You know that.
I do know that, but I just don't believe it. Like, I don't know. There was something in the podcast today. Were you going to say something?
I don't know why, but I just had ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sorry, go ahead. I don't know. It was in my head.
This boy loves his McDonald's. We'll talk about that at the end.
I'm deprived of McDonald's because my girlfriend is the healthiest eater of all time.
Oh, please. The other day you were like, I'm going to get back on my health grind. I wanted to go out to eat. He was like, I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to go out to eat. So I don't even want to hear it. Today I ate banana bread. Did you? Actually, it was healthy banana bread, so I can't even say anything. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, go ahead. We need to get back on topic.
What was I saying? See, this is where I forget.
I honestly really don't
remember. Oh, in my podcast this morning. Oh, you were... Okay, so when you say, like, I don't want to preach at you, I don't want to preach at
you. Okay, talk about your podcast, because I got something to say about a podcast.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say was that it was a podcast with Hannah Brown. It was Hannah Brown's podcast, and Jenny Allen was on it. And I think sometimes, like, I'm someone who really loves to hear truth, and there are times that it's like, yes, like, I need that. But I think I'm just trying to, like, find the balance of asking for, like, the truth and advice. And also, I feel like I'm just talking about myself a lot, but... Literally me not me being like, I have nothing to talk about, and now me just word vomiting. That's why, because I was just holding so much stuff in. But anyways, she was saying how she went to like this therapy group or whatever, and you know, she was explaining how she was like mad at God and she just didn't feel loved by him. And everyone was like, you know, that's not true. Like, you know, that's not whatever. And you know, speaking truth over her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't, in the moment, like, I didn't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to hear those things.
Sure.
And she, her, like, leader person, the person that was, like, leading the group was, like, could tell that she was, like, kind of upset about it. And he was like, okay, before everyone, like, gives their advice and tries to fix it, how does what Jenny is saying make you feel? And so then they all went around and they were like, well, it makes me feel sad you feel that way. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel blah, 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 blah. And she was like, immediately I felt comforted where I was. And like the mourn with those who mourn kind of mindset of like, people can speak truth over you, but they can also feel with you.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm such a fixer. Like when people come to me with feelings, I want to just fix, because, like, that's what we're supposed to do, and blah, 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 blah. But honestly, like, being on the other side of it and being, like, emotional and not really knowing why and, like, trying to unpack it and whatever and blah, 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 like, you know, now is the time. It's been a week. It's like, okay, we got to get somewhere. It's like, we got to start figuring things out. But, like, there also is a side of me that's like, sometimes I do just want the response to be like, well, that makes me feel really sad that you feel like that. Like, I'm sorry. And that just be enough. And, like, that be the okay, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's why sometimes I put so much pressure on myself, because the response to feeling upset is like, fix, 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 fix. Because that's our human nature. We just want to fix, you know, we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I feel like it's just, I put so much pressure on myself to be like, why are you, what? Like, why are you overthinking? What are you, and sometimes it's just like, take a breath and feel. But verbalizing to someone that you share those feelings with, like, hey, I just need you to feel with me too, like, in response as well, is something I feel like I could be better at. Because I feel like I somewhat, like, grow resentment in a way to, like, I shell up when I'm upset because I don't want to share the feelings and get advice. And I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I think that's why I get really quiet and don't want to tell people, because it's like, oh, right now I don't want to hear, like, someone dies in the family. I don't want to hear they're in a better place. I just want to be like, sure, that sucks. Like, that's really hard.
Right.
And they're in a better place can come tomorrow. But, like, right now, I just want someone to mourn with me and that be okay.
Yeah.
And
Jesus called us to do that.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, that's the right answer, the wrong answer, whatever. But I do know what I feel is what I feel. And so all I can do is just, like, share that. So I don't know if anyone also resonates with that. But if you are feeling like, oh, I just wish someone would just feel with me, verbalize that.
Yeah.
That's something that I've been talking to you a lot about. It's like, we even talked, when we talked about that last night, or maybe today. Remember. Honestly, probably a lot of times, but I just told Ryan, like, hey, right now, I just need the response to, like, how I feel to be met with, like, a sitting and a feeling with response. And
Because I'm a very practical thinker, so sometimes it's not very easy for me to just be like, I'm sorry you feel that way, let's sit in that. I'm like, well, right, I'll go straight to like, well, how can we fix this? What did you do to get here? Why do you feel like that? Which, and sometimes it's not the right time.
But I feel like also there is beauty in that, because we've worked a lot. We're very different. Me and you are very different, and I'll tell anybody that we're very different. And
we're so different
and looking, but we're also very similar, but
just being goofy.
Looking at, I'm going to keep a counter of how many times you've looked at your phone on this podcast.
Scottie Scheffler is now a 2-time Masters champion.
Okay. I really love you.
I love you
so
too.
So much.
I love you.
However, every time you look at your phone, it distracts me and I forget what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's the last time, because Scottie Scheffler has officially won the Masters.
Maybe we can just turn that over.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, thanks. Wow, that was really hard for you.
Drops on the floor. Oh, no, wait, another one.
But it took a while for me to look, for both of us to look at our differences as a good thing rather than a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm having a tendency in this season to, like, go back to that mindset and be like, oh, well, he just responds differently than, like, you know, he's more practical and I'm more feelings and, oh, like, why? And it's like, no, remember that the differences are what make us stronger. And it's like, I'm very easily skewed to one side to sit in my feelings for a while and be feelings driven. And the extreme of that is not good, you know?
No.
Just as, like you said, the extreme of always trying to fix is not good. But when those are met together, and they create this beautiful, like, product of compromise and communication. Like, that is, I know this isn't a relationship podcast, but, like, I feel like I just need to remind myself, like, the differences are good. And I feel like it's just a barrier that I build up sometimes of being in a relationship and just wanting it to be great all the time, because I don't want to disturb the peace and I don't blah, 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 blah. And if it's my feelings that I, like, within me, I'm not feeling well. Well, I don't want to verbalize that because I don't want to make you feel upset and I don't want to make you feel like you did anything wrong and blah, blah, blah. And then ultimately, then I just start shutting off and closing up. And then it does reflect on you because we spend so much time together. And then I sit here and I'm like, why am I upset by you? There's no reason to be upset. And it's like, no, because it's actually stirring within me, but I haven't addressed it. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it made a lot of sense.
I feel like I'm just I'm like chipping away at like the fossils, and it's like I'm just discovering more and more and more. I don't know where if this podcast is going to speak to anybody or not, but
I feel like it was good.
If there's, honestly,
I laugh because we just talked about this, and it's we talked about this at Blaze a little bit. And I think it's just so good. And it's great for somebody to hear that.
Yeah. But even at Blaze, like, I presented it like a package. I presented it like, I've been doing my thinking, and here it is. But I haven't, like, invited you into, like, the discovering with me. Because I haven't been able to, like, tap into that.
Mm.
And now, of course, while the cameras are on, and the light is on, and the microphone is recording, now I'm sitting here and I'm like, wait, I really think that this is just a lot of like inner turmoil that I'm putting on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, why are you making me upset? But it's like, you're not actually making me upset. There's just something stirring within me, probably a reflection of my prayer life, to where it's like you're seeking from so many other things.
Oh, wait, say that again.
I'm seeking from so many other things.
It's just, yeah. I posted something about a year ago. It came back on my thing, about how whenever I was a new believer, I, spent a lot of time listening to, some amazing podcasts and some amazing, sermons, and just thought that that's what it looked like to have a relationship with Jesus. And it left me in this, I guess cycle, if you will, thinking, you know, I would listen to a podcast every day. I would listen to a sermon every day. I would go to church on every Sunday, and I would be getting secondhand revelation from the pastor, having resentment, wondering how I can't get that same revelation from them, whenever in reality, I hadn't even opened up the Word of Life. I hadn't even opened up my Bible to get revelation from the Lord and have my own relationship with Him. So I was sitting there like thinking like, man, how do they have this relationship with Jesus? Like, how can I get that? I want that relationship with God. Like, how can I know God like they know God? And it took a really long time for someone to speak truth into my life. Like when have you opened up the Bible? Like, are you opening up the Bible, or are you praying as much as you turn on a podcast and listen to The Porch or That's Life or Becoming Something or whatever podcast is out there? And another thing is too, is like, don't get me wrong, those are great. Like, we're literally doing a podcast and talking about Jesus. It's amazing. And your sermon on Sunday is very important, but your own personal relationship with Jesus is most important. So you have to prioritize that first. Like Jesus calls us, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be handed to you. So like he's telling us, above all things else, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And so I had to learn that, like, no, you have to do the dirty work. Like, you can't just get secondhand revelation from a pastor or a podcaster for the rest of your life. Like, you need to go have your own relationship with Jesus, or you're going to walk through life. Like, I was walking through life as a new Christian without a real relationship with God. I was just, you know, getting a word from somebody and then feeling empty the next week because I hadn't even really talked to God. It was just like, I heard something, so I felt pretty good about it. And then the following week, I was like seeking that again and seeking that validation again. And I just preached to myself because it's like, it's so easy to get in this like tunnel of like, I'm going to listen to a podcast every day and I listen to my sermon on Sunday, like I got this relationship with Jesus. And then like I go into my own prayer life and I'm like, wow, like I haven't talked to God in 3 days. I just listened to someone else talk about him.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that's not a relationship. I'm just getting secondhand revelation from somebody that just did the dirty work. And I say dirty work as in, like, following Jesus sometimes is putting your bootstraps on. Earning your salvation, there's no earning it. It's a gift from God. So you are given this gift, but a relationship takes work. Like, if I just didn't talk to Abby for 3 days, we would have problems. If I don't talk to God for 3 days, we don't have problems, but our relationship is not going to grow. And so I first started following Jesus and was like, man, my life is going to be so easy now. It's going to be so great. And then I quickly, not even quickly, it took me a really long time to realize, like, man, I have to follow Jesus myself. I'm not following a pastor. I'm not following someone on Instagram that's going to get me to heaven. Like, I am choosing to follow Jesus, and I get to have my own relationship for the one that created me.
When you were talking about that, the thing I was thinking was like, wow, that's a lot of work. And I think that just shows that, like, my priorities are off. Like, I don't know. We've talked about how, like, I put a lot of pressure on myself to be, like, works-based. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like I have to, like, work my way to Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think my struggle is really just the concept of, which we've also talked about, I think, on last week's podcast, of resting and knowing that we're never going to be enough.
Mm.
Like, the thought of me never hitting a benchmark or being enough or reading this, like, point to then, like, Jesus being like, yes, that is, like, like, I don't like that thought.
Yeah, I think, like, this is the part of the wonderful gift. Like, the wonderful gift that we've been given is that we don't have to do anything to get into heaven. So, like, our salvation is not on any of our doing.
See, you say that and I feel so guilty. I'm like, I don't deserve that.
You don't.
I know, but Jesus doesn't, like, want us to live in guilt of that. He wants us to rejoice in that and be, like, made righteous in that. But I'm sitting here feeling guilty.
Yeah, and I think you just have to take a deep dive into why you feel guilty for that.
Because I feel like I'm not doing enough to deserve it.
But you can never do enough.
I know. That's why I say, like, I don't like the thought of knowing I'll never do enough. Because then it's like, well, am I always just going to live in the guilt? Like, for some reason, there's, like, this slight hope where I'm like, but maybe there's a finish line. Maybe there's a trophy. Maybe there's an extra gold star. Hmm. Like, I've been, literally my whole life has been, like, perform for the reward. And I mean, athletes can relate to that. Theater people, obviously, because I'm a theater person, like, everything is so performance-based. Even, like, grades in school. It's like there's always a result of a ranking, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the main character, the star player, first chair, get an A, Ivy League school,
mm-hmm.
work your way up the corporate ladder. Like, there's always a ranking, and that's not the case with the Lord.
Mm.
But my brain doesn't want to allow me to receive that the Lord looks at us all as equals. And
wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, what you just said made me think about, like, the beautiful thing of a marathon, because you're about to run a marathon, is the first place winner of that marathon might get first place, but the person that comes in last, so the last person that gets into heaven gets the same reward as the first person that got into heaven.
Isn't that a verse, like, the last is first?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, my verse...
Good Bible knowledge, Ryan.
I chose a new verse. I'll read it, because I don't want to mess it up. Ooh, but I chose a new verse for this marathon. Which this marathon, like, prep has been a little different than my first marathon prep, because, yeah, I kind of got a little performance-based and focused a lot on the paces and the times, and my dad kind of sat me down and was like, don't you run, like, because you love the Lord and you feel like it's a spiritual experience, you just talk to the Lord. And that kind of put things into perspective for me of, like, oh my gosh, like, even running, which I love so much because I get solitude time to talk to the Father now, instead of being like, Lord, thank you for this day, thank you for this air, I'm thinking like, go faster, go faster.
I just thought of something that you do, that you say.
What?
Like, you rarely call Jesus God or Jesus. You call him Lord or Father a lot.
Just, Father is comforting. I don't know.
I just thought about that.
That's silly. Do you say the Holy Spirit or Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit.
I say the Holy Spirit too, but I like Holy Spirit because it personifies it.
Yeah.
Which I like. But my verse for the marathon is Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 through 14, but mostly just verse 14, but there's like kind of some build into it, so I'll read all of it. But the like heading above it is pressing towards the goal. Verse 12, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not received it, but
achieved
I have not achieved it. I can read, I swear. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I don't know, I just... He starts out by just saying, like, I haven't reached perfection. I never will reach perfection, but I'm going to press on to the goal, which is living in eternity with Christ Jesus. Like, the race that we're running is not the race of flesh and blood. It's not here on this earth. Like, we're running for an eternal prize. And, yeah, I lose sight of that a lot. And I feel like it also is very easy to like have a emotional week or a hard week or even a hard day and feel like your world is ending. And then all the bad, you know, one bad thing happens and then everything just kind of like caves in and you're like, oh my gosh, my life is horrible. And then you work through it and you're like, okay, I'm actually good. I feel like I'm just in this place where it's like, I've just had like kind of an emotional week and not even realized it and kind of realized it the past couple of days. And now it's like, oh my gosh, like, ah, but I mean, I think these moments are crucial in your walk with Christ as well. Like, it's not, which this, I just don't think I realize how perfectionist mindset I am, but like, I just want my walk with Christ to just be the roller coaster that only goes up. But there's ups and downs, and that doesn't mean like you're closer and farther, but sometimes it's just like harder.
Yeah, I mean, you can, the beautiful thing is that Jesus told us, like, in this world you will have trouble, so take heart. Take heart, I have overcome the world. So, like, you know, whenever you have a week or a day or a moment that is not how you want it to be, or it's really hard, or, you know, something happens, like, really hard things happen. Like, Abby and I both have went through hard things. Whoever's listening to this have went through really, really hard moments, I'm sure. Divorce. They've went through cancer. They've went through sickness. They've went through actual death. And James tells us we can count it pure joy that we face trials because the testing of our faith produces perseverance. And it's not a joy that is a, you know, like temporary happiness, but like that joy is an eternal peace that we get through the hope of Jesus. Mm. And that's not something that we just put on a front for, but it's something that we can truly rest in because we know this is not our home forever. Like, we have somewhere that we're going to be forever and ever and ever. Like, Jesus like defeated death. And Greg said this today, like, he can't die again. Like, he defeated death.
Yeah.
So, like, we can't die again because we've put our faith in Jesus and he defeated that. So death has no hold on us.
Mm.
So we can rest in the fact that we're going to live somewhere forever and ever and ever. And that's with God.
That just brought me a lot of peace when he said that. So that's good.
Come on.
What a time.
That was so much fun.
I don't know if I can do more soul searching.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I was worried about this podcast.
Ouch.
What? We were like 8 minutes in and we literally stopped recording. We were like, what are we going to talk about?
No, I knew what it was. I was just mentally, I'm in this place. And
this happens a lot with you and I. Like, there's something, I'm not the most aware person. So, like, Abby might be, like, really, really, and I can tell when she's, like, really upset. But, like, when she's, like, spinning sometimes, I just don't have a great awareness. And I need to be better about being aware of it. But, like,
I can also be better about verbalizing it, though. It's just really hard in the moment.
I just don't know what's going on sometimes. So whenever we stopped, I just thought it was like, man, we're tired. It's Sunday. We just were in the sun and at church for 10 plus hours.
Well, I think I also, like, at that point, so basically we just stopped 8 minutes in and we were like, what are we going to talk about?
It was silent for like 30 seconds. So we were like,
but no, I think I just also was like, just push through it. Like, you're not actually upset. Like, you're not, there's not actually something going on. Like, you've been focusing on your emotions for too long. Like, now's the time for you to be okay.
Mm.
But deep down, like, I couldn't talk about anything because my brain is just
cluttered.
So yeah, there's just so much there. It's like, I can't just fake it. I just can't. Like, I'm just, I know I have I don't have a very good filter. I'm an open book, probably too open a lot of the times, but it's like, I just can't fake it. Like, I'm an actor. I fake things all the time, but me as a person and how I feel, like, if I'm upset or if you ask me how I'm doing and I'm not doing good, yeah, okay, I may actually say good, but like, I'm going to tell you I'm upset. I can't fake it for long. You can read me like a book.
Like a Dr. Seuss book.
Like a Dr. Seuss book. I am just dating someone who lives in a wonderful world in his brain where he's like, everyone's happy. I think your brain works of how you're like, everything's great until something goes wrong. And I live in a world that's like, everything's wrong until I work to make it great.
What is the picture in your brain right now?
Right now,
you have to paint this picture. People are listening, paint a picture in your brain right now. Like what are you thinking about? And like, what is a picture? Like, what are you picturing?
Right now in my brain, I am picturing what the crumble cookie flavors are. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, literally just like the scribbles. Like, you know that like cartoon scribble?
That sounds like a movie.
You know what I'm talking about, though? Yeah. That's what my brain literally legitimately feels like right now.
Okay.
Like, I can feel things spinning. Like, it's crazy. What does your brain feel like right now?
I was going to say, like, green grass. Like, an open field.
With, it like, a deer. Or, no, like, elk.
I didn't even think of any animals. I can literally just see open green grass.
Well, that's wonderful for you. I will say, on the regular, though, whenever people... Wait, don't look yet. Don't look yet. I want to look together.
Okay. All right.
I want to look together. Okay. Please.
Well, it's not fun on there anymore.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I mean,
it's fun for us to bond.
The drama.
Yeah, crumble cookies are our special thing. We always look together.
I was going to announce them.
But I have to tell what my brain looks like.
Well, we can't even announce them because they're not even out yet anyway.
Oh. Well, what I was going to say is, on the regular, my brain usually is, I would say, like, pink sparkles with, like, water.
What?
With, like, pink water. And like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, everything's just like pink and sparkly. And there's like Barbie water thing in there. And my bed, I have a bedroom and it's a trampoline. Like, the bed is a trampoline. And then there's like a cookie or a candy bar. And then there's like a disco dance floor. And then in the back is like a couch. And then like Jesus is also there.
Wow.
In the sky.
Okay.
I bet Crumble posted on Instagram. Because they usually post by 6:30. Should I look?
Sure.
Oh. Guess they haven't yet either. But last week they posted at 6:30 on Instagram.
Yeah. Crumble review will be out by the time you're listening to this, people.
Come on, Crumble. You're a little late to the game. On Tuesday of like this past week, I was looking forward to Monday.
Oh yeah, Crumble review days are amazing.
They're so fun, and they're our most popular videos.
Yeah,
which those were Ryan's idea. the crumble videos were Ryan's idea. So.
I love watching food reviews. So.
Me too.
If there's any other food that you guys would want to see us review, I would love to do more. Maybe like the best French fry, fast food French fry.
We should just start a whole like food channel.
I mean, we can just post any food video on that page. People would love that. I feel like
we can pray before.
We found the best. Some of the best sushi in Nashville. That's going to be coming out soon.
Oh my gosh, that sushi was so. Well, actually, I didn't even eat the actual sushi.
Hey, you had two pieces. I thought that salmon. Oh, that was just salmon. That wasn't sushi.
No, it was nigiri. But yeah, I tried your sushi.
That place was really good. It was Blue Sake Sushi Grill. It was awesome.
Fire. And they had good edamame too. But I mean, edamame is kind of hard to mess up when you just get it steamed with salt.
Yeah, it was good.
But yeah, it was so good. All right. Okay, high low.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going first. My low.
You heard my brain, it.
Yeah. But again, it also is a high because it'll lead me somewhere. Actually, my low is that I've been feeling kind of just like not as confident in my body this week. Just kind of like, I don't know if anyone else can relate. I know people can relate out there. I've literally talked to people, but I just haven't really had a good, not very feeling very confident in my body this week, but there's always tomorrow and onwards and upwards. I'm just being real here. My high is we had Bold Conference this weekend, and that's the high school ministry that at Crossland. It's like fortifies like our high school ministry. You're invited if you live near Bowling Green, or if you just want to come to Bowling Green, come to Crossland. Wednesday nights at 6:30, you can see us there. But we had our like high school ministry weekend conference, like lock-in thing, and it was super fun and awesome, and just being able to worship was really cool. And yeah, I just love that age group. That's like my favorite age group to like spend time with and just be around. And yeah, the end.
That's okay. Awesome,
thanks.
Lo was running out of gas. It's very humbling when that happens, so it's always a low.
Yeah.
High was Masters Week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love the par 3 contest, even before. Just the fun. Me and my brothers do a draft. So I picked the winner, Big Scotty Scheffler, so that's exciting. He was favored by a ton. And then the Lakers clinching the 8 seed today. That was big. So.
Yeah, and I know exactly what that means. So, anyways. Thank you guys for watching. Sorry to bring you along my therapy session, but honestly, I really, really hope and pray that this podcast blesses you. And before I even started this podcast, I was like, Lord, like, I need you to intervene. Like, here's all that I have to bring. Please use it. And so I know that he will. I know that he does. And I know that the Lord is in us. The Lord is in this room. The Lord is with you and is watching over you. And I just pray that this podcast, if you need someone to relate with you or mourn with you or give advice, or you just need someone to relate with and something that you're feeling, or you just feel confused and it's comforting to know someone else is too, then I pray that this podcast brings you that as well.
Anything Amen. To add? No, I don't have anything to add. That was great.
Thanks. We love you guys so much.
We love you.
We love you.
That's
in Jesus.
No, go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
We love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life. Wow.